Lord, the song said, I have friends in low places. I want you to know we got a friend in a high place. He's not in the business of pulling you down. He's in the business of lifting you up. David said, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me. God's in the lifting business. People put you down. The world gets you down. Troubles get you down. The devil puts you down. But Jesus lifts you up. Amen. With him it's always onward and upward. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord bless you, Brother Hart. Come preach to us today.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be able to minister today. And the longer that we worship and lift up the Lord, the better I feel. Hallelujah. Amen. We trust in the Lord. And I was looking at that clock, and I begin to feel a little better already. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we feel compelled to minister long, but this morning I feel compelled to minister short. Amen. It looks like we got about 15 minutes, amen, till we be dismissed. But I would like to leave you with something this morning. Amen. That would be a blessing to you. And I believe that God can accomplish more in 15 minutes than any of us can accomplish, amen, in our entire lifetime. So if you'll allow us to read from the Word, would you stand today? Amen. Let's trust God that in these next few moments that God would minister to us through His Word, and that He would do something in us that would cause us, amen, to draw nearer to Him. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. The Bible says, then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. And then I'd like to go to the 13th and the 14th verses. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son. And they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin, in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded. And after that, God was entreated for the land. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and you may be seated today. I want to preach to you a message today. I want to entitle, Just Words. Just Words. The Bible says that God sent a famine in the land. And the prayers of the people of Israel went unanswered. They prayed for God to end the famine that was upon the land. But the Bible says, but year after year, the famine persisted. And there was something that was amiss in Israel that prevented God from hearing or heeding the prayers of His people. There was something that was an obstacle, that was a hindrance to the moving of God and the blessing of God upon the people. And when David inquired of the Lord answered. You know, if you ask God, God will tell you. If you want to know, God will reveal it. The problem with most of us is that we already know the answer. The most of the situations that we face, we already know the answer. David sincerely did not know the reason, amen, for the curse that was upon the land. But when he inquired of the Lord answered, and he said that it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because they slew the Gibeonites. Now very quickly, let me just give you a refresher, although you already know this, I'm sure, that the Gibeonites had made a covenant with Israel when they came to the land. For they had heard of what God had done for Israel in bringing them out of Egypt, and what he had done to the gods of the people, and to the nations that had tried to oppose the Israel and the people of God, that God had delivered Israel, and God had brought them under their command and under their authority. And they were fearful for their lives. And so the Gibeonites came and they deceived the Israelites. They pretended that they came from a far place, a far country. And so they put on the worst clothes that they had. They put on shoes on their feet that were well worn. And they took themselves bread that was molded and crusty and old. And the cruises that they had, that the bottles, that they were old and they were ready to perish. And they deceived Israel, because Israel did not inquire of God. Most of the time that we fall short, that we fail, it's because that we trust in the flesh and we do not inquire of God. And Israel was deceived, and they made a covenant with the Gibeonites that they would not destroy them, that they would not subjugate them, and that when they discovered that they had been deceived by the Gibeonites, and that the Gibeonites were nigh at hand, that they lived in the midst of them, amen, they told the Gibeonites, we will keep the promise that we made, because we made an oath unto God, that we made a promise, we made a commitment to the Lord, that we would not destroy you, and we'll keep that commitment. But because you deceived us, that from this day forward, that you will be a nation of bond servants, and that you will be, amen, you will be hewers of wood and drawers of water for the altar of the Lord. And so from that day forward, that the Gibeonites served the altar of the Lord. They knew their place, and they were thankful unto God that was merciful unto them and allowing them not to perish. But Saul took it upon himself to destroy the Gibeonites, because they were not of the house of Israel. They were not of the chosen seed. And so he took it upon himself to slaughter the Gibeonites with a great slaughter. And the Bible said that the land was polluted, amen, because of the innocent blood that Saul had brought upon the house of Israel. And God was displeased. There might have been some that said, oh, why should this terrible grief have to fall upon the people of God? Why should they have to endure famine? Why should their prayers be hindered? Because of a promise that was made. I want you to know that when you make a promise, that when you swear upon oath, man, it's not just words that are spoken. Amen. In fact, the Bible tells us, amen, we're going to be judged, amen, by the words that we speak. Amen. Every idle word that we speak, we're going to have to give to death or in the power of the tongue. What we, amen, swear unto God, what we make a promise to do, amen, we are going to give an account unto the Lord. Amen. Just words? No, it was more than just words. It was the failure to keep a covenant. It was a failure to honor an oath, amen, that had been given. And so God said, I will not answer their prayers. I will not bless the land because, amen, that they have transgressed, amen, by bringing a reproach upon my name. I want you to know words are important. There was a day and time when a man's word was his bond. Amen. We need to speak the word of God in truth. We need, amen, to let our yea be yea and our nay be nay. We need to be very plain when we speak. Amen. Because God is going to make us give an account for the words that we speak. Amen. The Bible tells in James 3 and 2, for in many things we offend all. But if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. If you can't control your tongue, amen, you will never be able to live a victorious life in the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible says, but if you, amen, amen, or a man that does not offend in word, amen, then you are an individual that's able to bridle the whole body, to bring everything in subjection to God. You can control, amen, your speech. You can control, amen, the things that you say, because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. It's all about what's inside. Amen. It's all about getting the heart right. In Proverbs 15 and 2, amen, the Bible says, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Proverbs 29 and 20, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Amen. Just words. No, it's more than just words. Amen. By our words, amen, we're going to stand. Or by our words, we're going to be condemned. It's more than just words. It's more than just empty promises. Amen. God is going to bring us to an account. He held Israel accountable for the promises that they had made, for the covenant they had made with the people of Gibeon. And he said, it's because, amen, of Saul and his bloody house, amen, that I have brought this famine upon my people. It's more than just words. In Matthew 12, 36 and 37, amen, the Bible, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen. Just words. Oh, it's more than just words, my friend. Amen. To think before you speak. You need, amen, to restrain yourself. Amen. It's better, amen, to say nothing, amen, than to speak amiss. It's better to hold your peace, amen, and to bring condemnation upon yourself, because you're going to be judged by the word speak. Amen. God swear unto David. Amen. Somebody say, just words. Oh no, it's more than just words. God swear with an oath, and he swore upon himself, because there is none higher. Amen. He swearing to David that out of the loins of David would come a child that would sit upon the throne. Amen. And that he would rule in righteousness. He would judge not with his eyes, but he would judge in righteousness and in truth. Just words. No, it was a promise. It was a covenant that God made with David. And God said, as long, amen, as I keep the covenant with the sun and the moon, I will keep the covenant that I've made unto David. Just words. Oh no, it's more than just words. The promises of God are yea, and they are amen. Can you say praise the Lord? For we have the power of life and death. Amen. The word of God is able amen, to give life. Amen. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. We have words that are able to transform. We have words that are able to save. We have words that are able to liberate. We have words that are able to set men free. Just words. No, it's more than a question about words and names. Amen. But we preach the power of God unto salvation. It's able to save the Jew and the Gentile alike. They said, one man said, if this is a question about words or names, he said, see you to it. He said, because I don't want to have anything to do with such matters. I want you to know that the gospel is more than just words. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the spirit of life. The gospel of Jesus Christ has a power to save. Amen. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Just words. No, it's more than just words. But my Bible says he confirmed the word with signs following. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. Just words. No, the gospel is more than just a story. The gospel is more than just words that are written upon a page. Just words. No, we're going to be judged by the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Just words. God said, it's because of Saul that my people are suffering. And so the Bible says that David went unto the Gibeonites and asked him, what shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said in verse 4, we will have no silver nor gold of Saul, amen, nor of his house, neither for us shalt thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, what she is saying, and that will I do for you. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coast of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give it. Well, I want you to know, amen, when we covenant with God, it's more than just words. Amen. God held Saul accountable. Amen. God held Israel accountable to do the right thing. Now I'm going to close very shortly. Amen. But I want you to consider this. Amen. That Saul did not make the covenant. Saul was not among those, amen, that vowed unto the Gibeonites that we will not destroy you. Amen. But it was the princes of the children of Israel. Amen. When the children of Israel first entered into the land. But he was still responsible. Amen. For keeping the covenant. Amen. Even though he did not personally, amen, subscribe. Amen. Because he was a Jew. Because he was an Israelite. He was responsible. Amen. To keep in the covenant that God, amen, had allowed to take place between the Gibeonites and with the children of Israel. Amen. That oath was more than just words. Amen. You may not have been at Pentecost, amen, when the Holy Ghost fell. But when God poured out the Holy Ghost, he made a covenant. Amen. He gave a promise. And he said, this promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And there may be some today that will say, just words, just an empty promise. Oh no, friend, it's more than just words. I want you to know the promises of God are yea and amen. We have a covenant today, amen, that we need need to live by. We need to proclaim. Amen. Because that covenant is just as much in effect today as it was 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Just words. No, it's more than just words. It's the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, quicken us today with your Word. Amen. Let us, oh God, amen, recognize that we have an obligation, that we are enjoined to you by covenant. God made a promise to us. Amen. And we made a commitment to him. Amen. When we made a vow to the Lord, amen, it was more than just words. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that we're to confess with our mouth and to believe in our heart. It's more than just words. Hallelujah. When we came to Jesus Christ, it wasn't just an empty promise that we made to God, but we made a solemn vow unto the Lord. We made a commitment, because the Bible compares the relationship of Christ and his church to the relationship between a husband and his wife. Amen. Musicians, you can go ahead and come on. Amen. We're going to close up real quickly. Amen. But I want you to know that your covenant that you are joined together by, that makes you a part of the bride of Christ, is more than just words. We hear men and women all the time make a commitment to one another. Amen. Make their vows before God. Amen. That they will remain committed to one another until death do us part. You know why? Because marriage is holy. It's sacred. It's not just words. You hear me tonight? Amen. It's not just words. It's not just rhetoric. It's not just ceremony. It's not just, amen, an opportunity to take pretty pictures. It's a solemn vow. I said it's a solemn vow. Amen. But I'm not talking about, amen, a husband and a wife. I'm talking about your commitment to God. Just words. It's more than just words. Amen. You are married to God. You're a spouse under one husband. And it's so if you are flirting with the world, amen, if you, amen, are casting a glance toward the things of sin, amen, just words, no. You're violating a covenant. You're trespassing the laws of God. Amen. Just words, no. Amen. We are a covenant people. Amen. We have made our consecration. We have, amen, confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We can't profess Jesus and then live just any way we want to live. Bed down with anybody we want to bed down with. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. What fellowship hath light with darkness? Amen. What fellowship have idols in the temple of God? Amen. Just words? No, more than just words. I'm married to Jesus. Just words. You know why our prayers are sometimes hindered? Amen. Because we've forgotten the vows that we made to God. God could not bless Israel. He could not answer their prayer. For 3 years, year after year, amen, famine ruled the day because one man, amen, disregarded the oath that was made unto God. If God took that seriously, an oath that was made hundreds of years before by people that he didn't even know. Saul didn't even know those men that made that oath to Gibeah. God held him accountable. How much more are we going to be held accountable how much more are we going to be held to a higher standard that have known Jesus Christ? That we've known the Word of God. We've been filled with His Spirit. How much more is He going to hold us accountable? Amen. To keep the vows that we have made. Amen. To walk in His covenant. Amen. By which we are espoused unto Him. Just words. I want you to know this book is more than just words. Just words. It's more. Amen. Than letters upon a page. Just words. Oh, an empty promise. No. Oh, I'm telling you, the promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. They're real today. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Let's